Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is wondering if she needs to keep her breakup a secret. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
Yeah, we are not professionals. We are not trained in this. I'm really surprised by the blurb that you just gave, because my blurb would be like, is wondering if she should keep a decades-old family heirloom from an asshole.
We'll get there.
We'll get to that, yeah. Anyway.
I know, and as I was doing our Surgeon General's warning, I was like, we shouldn't say mental health. We should say, like, etiquette experts or something, because, like, this is
also very much an etiquette question. Yeah. What to do with an asshole stuff.
Basically.
Anyway, we are not professionals. We are not trained in this. We're just here to offer our humble musings to hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love. Okay. The check-in topic, I'm actually so thrilled to do this. It's been like maybe a couple months since we've done a meme review. For those of you who don't know, I find terrible or awesome relationship advice on Instagram by searching the hashtag relationship advice. And then Sam and I respond and rate it. I got some juicy ones today. Okay. This is from Relationship Love Advices.
Name of the account. We give a lot of advices, that's for sure.
Yes. And it says, sometimes a man's purpose in a woman's life is to help her become a better woman for another man.
There's the twist. I was waiting. I was like, that's too simple. There needs to be some sort of like gotcha moment. And there was.
And the caption says, sign of a real woman, ! And I'm like, really?
Sometimes a man's purpose in life
purpose in a woman's life.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Is to make her, help her become a better woman, .. for another man. Man, whiplash in that one. Yeah,
it's fine, right? Like, sometimes people come into our lives to teach us important lessons and like to help us grow as people, and sometimes they don't get to reap the benefits of that. I get that. That's fine.
Yeah.
The gendered aspect of this, weird.
Not great.
I don't like that. The idea that people, I guess, like, it's just the purpose of this person in your life. So that's fine. Like, I was thinking like the whole man's purpose in life.
You polished that piece of shit into gold, my friend. All right. So this is less advice and more just like a funny meme. It says, realizing I'm forcing a conversation with someone who can go days without talking to me and be fine.
That one hurts.
I was like, well, they have a point.
That stuck a knife in my most sensitive part.
Yeah. I know. That's from Thoughts of Women, and the of is with an O, a zero.
Oh, okay, great. Love that.
Took me a second, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's another one. This is from always_speak_truth_. If cutting me off makes you feel like your life will be better, then do it. However, do not try to come back when you realize I was never the problem.
I love that.
The attitude that the internet is coming at.
Like, I love this that morning when I was so much.
I hate it.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, this is healthy. Like, if cutting me off from your life makes you feel like you'll be better, and like, you know, like you should do that. Healthy boundaries. However, do not come back when you realize I was never the problem.
I wholeheartedly agree with this.
50 out of 10.
As somebody who has been dumped by people who then wanted to get back with me, this is like my mantra. Like, don't come back once you realize that I was never the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I hate it, but I just loved the, again, the whiplash between like emotional maturity and total lack of any nuance or accountability.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm apparently not a nuanced place this morning, so I'm just like,
that's
come
fine.
In.
Half of these are advice and the other half I just wanted to laugh at with you. Like this one from multi_relationship_quotes. If a man says, believe what you want, he did exactly what you're accusing him of. What do we think about that piece of advice?
I don't. It feels like that happened specifically to one person and they like made a meme out of it, right? Like
3,009 people liked this. 3,009 people.
How many of those are other relationship advice bots? That's my question.
Okay, very true. Very true. That is like a third of our listeners. We're like, yeah. I do, but the comments are like literally people being like, you couldn't be further from the truth is the exact line my boyfriend used on me when I hit the nail on the head and the truth was exactly as I called it or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. But
I feel
like
this is a very specific.
Yeah. And also it's like somebody who claims that nothing bad is happening isn't inherently lying. Right. Like,
yeah,
like probably there's like, I don't know, like a 50-50 split maybe about like people who are saying that's a lie and people who are saying that to tell the truth. And like this is like a very like, if he says these words, that means he's lying. And it's like, well, I don't. Is that true? Probably not. Like,
yeah.
And also like,
well,
trust is important.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, for me, the phrase believe what you want does come with like a you believe what you want, like sort of like a hands off. I'm not willing to do the labor in a relationship that is required to cultivate trust and vulnerability. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
And also, like, because this is a meme on the internet, it doesn't have any of the nuance or complexities of a human relationship.
For sure.
And I don't know why some, you know.
No, if somebody
what
was like.
What scares me about this online. Sorry.
Go ahead.
What scares me about these online relationship advice things is because they're so. They're just a moment and people
yep.
accept them as truisms all the time. But I guess that could be true of all advice. You know, it's just a snapshot. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, and I can imagine that someone would say this who hasn't done anything wrong, but has a partner that is constantly like berating them and
yes,
accusing
exactly.
them of cheating and like being like, where were you? Like tracking their phone or whatever,
yes.
right? Like I can see somebody in an abusive relationship saying that exact thing. To be like, please
yes.
just get off my back. Like, I will admit to anything that you want me to.
Yes.
You can believe what you want, but just like stop harassing me. Right. Like,
yeah.
So again,
yeah.
it's like, I mean, there's the context around how those words are used are as important as the words themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I got another one for you from relationship.happy_us or US. Who knows? I saw this post where a guy said, quote, she deserves better, but I can't see her with anybody else. So I became better, end quote. And then it goes on to say in all caps, I'm sobbing. This energy is immaculate. And I'm just like wondering if people are OK.
That's my question, too. I'm literally like, are you OK? The energy of that is
she
immaculate.
She deserves better, but I can't see her with anybody else. So I became better. That's giving me like Joe from You vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. Or we're just huge haters. And like, you know, this person's actually trying to say like, you know what? She deserves better. But I didn't want to leave her. So I became a better person. And we're like, bah, doubt it.
It's mostly the like, I can't see her with anyone else. Piece of it.
I know, me too.
That's instead of like,
yeah.
oh, I really want to be with her, so I will like figure out how to be
better.
I want
to be somebody that she deserves, or I want to be a better partner for myself and her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. But instead it's like, I can't like actually picture with somebody else, right? Like it's impossible for me to
yeah.
think that anyone else would want her, which is like, okay.
Yeah.
Or It's like, I'm so jealous of this idea that like she would be with someone else that I will like change my behavior to keep her from other people, yeah. Which again, it's just like ownershipy and weird. But like, again, the idea behind somebody being like, oh, I really love this person and I'm going to try and be a better person to continue to be with them. That's fine. It's just like, why is it phrased like this?
Yeah, totally. Okay, last one, and it's a series, like a swipe on the carousel sort of thing.
Oh, I love it.
From IG Relationship Advice. That's just it. IG Relationship Advice. And the cover photo is men say this when in love. Okay, so that's the context of all these things. They do these things when they're in love. This first one's my favorite. He calls you a pet name. If he calls you any type of nickname other than your last name, he has decided he needs to make you his.
Gross.
Are we okay, like, as a species?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think that that's actually true, because there are lots of people who use nicknames for people as a way to get them to, like, as a way to like endear themselves to other people. Like, think about Beyonce's Say My Name, right? Like, she's trying to like get him to say things besides just quit calling me baby, right? Like, call me by my name.
God, you're so funny. Like,
actually talk to me in public, right? Like, and it's really easy to call someone baby. It's much more difficult to, like, I don't know.
First of all, you said Beyonce, and that is a Destiny's Child song.
I know. I'm sorry. No disrespect to Kelly and Michelle. That was
thank you.
That was my bad. That was my bad for sure.
There you go. Thank you for taking accountability. The next one is, you look great. If he tells you that you look great, stop overanalyzing and speculating what he really means. He really thinks you look great and wants you to know that.
That's fine.
And he only says it if he's in love with you.
Okay, that's not true.
This is.
He might just be sexually harassing you.
Yeah, true. This is my favorite. I lied. The first one's not my favorite. This one is. I can help with that. Is something he only says if he's in love. And this is their explanation. Men only do things for women they truly care about, .. or sometimes for a quote end goal. But if he's throwing around his help like he's a do-gooder, he's into you.
Sure. Yeah. Like,
I really want to know, like, are women okay? You know, that they're like, that they're writing this about men, I'm guessing, you know, or, like, I don't know. Are we all okay? Is the vibe of this episode?
I literally am just like, this is wild. I mean, it also could be a person of any gender who is pursuing men or who may have a man interested in them.
Yeah. This one, a man will only say this if he's in love with you. Where have you been? What are you doing? Asking you questions about what you're doing and where you are means he likes you. As long as you're not doing it all the time, he's not a stalker. Instead, he's a dude that's into you.
What? It's like the existence of, like, male-female friendships don't exist in this universe anymore.
No,
like, the idea
exist.
That, like, your friend who's a guy would ask you, like, where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while. And you're like, oh my God, is he in love with me?
He loves me? Both you and Spencer are in love with me by these
Clearly,
rules.
Yes, absolutely.
The last two are the most, like, pejorative. He'll only say this if he's in love with you. I'm upset / mad / worried. If a man willingly admits to feeling an emotion other than just happy or okay, he's into you enough to show you a vulnerability that he does not typically reveal. I'm so sorry to men. Like, we're so limiting to them in every single way. And the last one is, quote, this reminded me of you. He will say that something reminded him of you because he was thinking about you and wants you to know it without truly taking the risk of saying so.
Sure. Yeah. I think all of the things in that little carousel.
Did a fourth grader write
that
these?
Was the one, you know, that I'm at least know. Like, yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay. I could buy this.
Anyway.
Spencer must be in love with you because every time he sees a possum, he thinks of you. So
Yes, exactly. That's what I was. Sorry, Spencer, your secret's out. How would you rate all of today's advice? We didn't rate any of it.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't give it.
Give it a score.
Like
either a 0 out of 10 or like a letter score.
I think that like all of those were collectively F's. I was going to say D minus, and then I was like, no, I don't think that there was like, there was maybe one good one. I think the first one where I really had to polish it to make it shiny, but that on average, things are F's.
Yeah. In summary, stay off Instagram, listen to our podcast.
Yes. Our podcast is A+ every time.
our podcast is a B+ for
on its best day. Yeah, it's a B+.
Yeah. All right, let's get into today's letter.
All right. Our letter today comes from Little Miss Working On It, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing from Cut Off, Louisiana. Not really, but that is a real city name. Sam and Sierra. And Sam and Sierra has little clapping emojis between each of the words.
Yeah.
So
Sam and
yes,
Sierra.
I think trying to differentiate it from Sam and Sierra, which in case you don't know,
yeah,
is a running joke.
In a minute.
Hi, thanks for taking the time to read my letter. I appreciate and respect you both so much, and there's a mountain's worth of self-growth that I've done that I owe in part to both of you. I am just 5 days past making the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life, and I'm hoping you can help me with what's next. My ex and I were together for 9 years, engaged for the last year and a half of that time. Early on, I knew things felt off, but as things go in many toxic relationships, I learned to ignore my instincts and slowly but surely ended up in the invisible handcuffs of an emotionally abusive, alcoholic partner. It took me a long time and a lot of therapy to come to terms with the fact that he would never change. And after many attempts to get out, I finally did, sort of. A few months ago, I successfully moved into my own apartment, but he swindled me into giving him another chance because, as he put it, he deserved it since he never realized how badly he had been treating me. So we tried. He promised and failed to stop drinking. He attempted and failed to keep criticisms and belittlements to himself, and the list goes on and on. We both agreed that we wouldn't be dating or seeing other people, that it would be a 100% all-in effort. Long story short, the straw that broke the camel's back was the fact that he went on a trip with a work friend that he's been lying to me about seeing for the past few months. I couldn't allow him to manipulate me into ignoring my feelings and failing to stand up for myself yet again, so I blocked his number. So the hard part is over. She lives happily ever after. Well, just kidding, or at least about the first part. This is what I'm now struggling to decide. He has a tough relationship with his family who lives across the country, but I was very close with them. They were aware and worried about the mistreatment and substance abuse. When I moved out, he asked me not to tell them what was going on because he wanted it to come from him, but he never did. I'm unsure if it's because he couldn't handle their judgment or if he didn't want to break his grandmother's heart, but I hate the guilt I've been feeling for carrying around his lie. He was raised by his grandmother, now 87, and I'm sad to say that the weight I was feeling from being dishonest caused me to pull away, which feels even worse. Now, the kicker. The engagement ring was his great-grandmother's, and I don't feel right having such an important family heirloom. It's not like I can just mail it back with a letter, and I'm really anxious about what might happen if I reach out to my ex, especially given the fact that I went no contact with a mere message that I could not handle being lied to anymore, paired with the proof that I had of his most recent infidelity. So, what do I do? Do I reach out to the grandmother and bear the bad news, potentially breaking her heart? Do I reach out to his dad and ask his opinion, even though he, too, doesn't know his son's been lying to him that I'm in the next room or too busy working to say hi on FaceTime for months? Do I just keep the ring and deal with potentially being haunted by an old woman angry that her wedding ring is hiding in her recently estranged ex-great-daughter-in-law's apartment? Wowza, isn't life the best? Love you both.
Aw. All right, my darling. Thank you so much for writing and trusting us with this letter. It's a bit of a pickle, if you will. And as Sam said earlier, it's also like an etiquette question. What do we do with our ex's stuff? What do we do with inconsequential things and what do we do with important things like heirlooms? And how do we navigate all of that while taking care of these newly set boundaries that you set? Like, I'm so proud of you for making that hard decision and sending that message and blocking him. Like, I wouldn't have done it better myself. I think you did. You executed this all so well. Very true. And Sam and I are going to help you with the next couple steps in just a moment.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? I will tell you that I 100% am in that 75% of people. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had maybe, I don't know, 15 subscriptions, but I couldn't believe it when actually I had way more than that. And it was things that I both had forgotten about and not forgotten about, but like seeing it all in one place was a real sort of amazing moments of clarity for me. From streaming services and fitness apps and delivery services, like everyone's trying to sell you a subscription now. And Rocket Money is great because it helps make sure that you're no longer wasting money on the ones that you forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard helps me see this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. It is humbling and incredibly helpful. Uh-huh. And they'll also help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/justbreakup.
That's rocketmoney.com/justbreakup. rocketmoney.com/justbreakup.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Little Miss working on it. You are working on it, and I love that for you. And yeah, I think that this question about like, it's not just about like, how do I give this ring back to the person, or should I give this ring back to the person? Sounds like you're pretty sort of set in that, but also about like, how do I do this without exposing the lie that my ex has been telling his whole family about the fact that we're still together? And first things first, I want to say that like, legally, at least in like most states, you are allowed to keep the ring if you want to. I have watched enough Judge Judy to know that engagement rings are technically gifts, and so they are yours once they are put onto your finger, as long as you accept them with the knowledge that it's a gift.
Who knew?
I know, right?
Who knew?
If you are on The Bachelor, though, and you break off your engagement within a year, you do have to give it back to the show. So just keep that in mind if you're
Does the show buy the ring?
Yeah, the show buys what like gives you the ring, which is wild. Neil Lane Diamonds. He's a weird looking old man who always comes on the show and like helps the person pick out the ring. Anyway, I'm just saying you could keep it if you want to. And then you wouldn't have to deal with all of this hassle. But sounds like you don't feel right keeping it, which I love that for you. That's great. I also don't think that you have any obligation to keep this person's secret for anyone else.
Oh my God, not at all.
Right, thank you. Okay, I was like, I was afraid you were going to be like,
not at all.
Because I'm like, this is not your secret to keep.
Sam's like, keep the Sam's keep the like, ring. Keep the ring.
Call his dad.
Yeah. yeah. Drag this man to hell. Take out an ad in the newspaper. Anyway, okay, so this, no, I'm on your side, except for I think she should get rid of the ring. You know, like, spiritually, like the ghost.
I don't believe in ghosts. There's no little old lady who's gonna come haunt you.
No, I don't think you're gonna be haunted. I just think that like fresh start. You don't need the baggage. You don't need this relationship. You don't need the ring. Like that's unless you like kind of pawn it, which I think morally the best thing you could do is be like, I gave it back. I wash my hands of this relationship. I wash my hands of the responsibility of this person and of their heirlooms, you know?
Conversely,
I was reminded,
you could hold it hostage and tell him that you're going to tell everyone his secret unless he pays you for the ring.
Oh my God. Sam is messy today. No, this person's not going to pay her for the
ring.
That
is true. That is really true. And we don't want to, we don't want to unblock the block. That is the most important piece.
Exactly. Okay. Let me get to the actual advice. Instead of me and Sam like plotting this guy's downfall. I was reminded when I was prepping for this episode of a conversation we had at our most recent or April's office hours. If you don't know what our office hours are, they are like a monthly Zoom that we do on our Patreon for subscribers of a certain level where you can just come hang out with us for an hour and we answer y'all's questions live. And there was a phenomenal question about like, I'm really stressed out about my sister's relationship and, you know, she's like moving in with this person and it's a really inopportune time for them to move in. And they said something like, oh, you know, and the logistics that are all so stressful. And we came up with kind of like an affirmation to say to ourselves when other people's chaos is stressing us out, you know, and we don't know where to put our worry or we don't know what is our responsibility or not. In that session, we said, we're just going to say, it's not my logistics, not my logistics, that other person's mess, not my logistics, that other person's bad life choices, not my logistics. And this is not meant to seem like callous or cold, but it's a coping mechanism for when we are so incredibly used to taking on the responsibilities of others, worrying about their life choices, helping them out of, you know, difficulties, covering for them, cleaning up their messes. Like when we are so incredibly used to worrying for other people and taking care of them, it's a great mantra to say to yourself, it's not my logistics. This is not my rodeo, right? I'm just like walking past it. Mm-hmm. And you, my darling, no longer need to clean up after your ex. You don't need to cover up for him. You don't need to explain or hide anything for him. The fact that he hasn't told his family that you're separated or that he made these choices that made you leave, that is 100% his logistics. It's his rodeo. It's his mess to clean up. And how his choices show up in his life are now, and time out, we're always his responsibility solely, right? And the whole reason why I'm giving you this not my logistics mantra is because there are a dozen ways that you can get rid of this ring, give it back to him safely while upholding your boundaries and affirming the fact that it's not your responsibility to explain to his family why his life has fallen apart.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. There is a really respectful way that you can either drop this ring off at his grandparents' house with a note that just said, like, please return this to them. Be well. You don't mm-hmm. owe them anything mm-hmm. else. You can call his father and say, hey, can you come pick this up? I honestly think you should either drop it off or guess what? Like FedEx has some really great insurance policies.
And that's what I was thinking.
Well, because $50.
Yeah, it does sound like it looks
$50 off your plate.
Yeah, it sounds like they do like live far away. But Sierra's absolutely right that you can go to FedEx or UPS and insure that thing for however much it's worth. And
I think $50 would give you like several $1,000 of insurance or whatever.
No, I just sent the camera to my cousin that was worth a bunch of money. And it was like, I don't remember, like $10 for like a couple $1,000 worth of like equipment. Like that's how much they insured it for. So it was like very easy for them to do it. And guess what? It arrived and like, it was fine. Like there was like, I didn't even need the insurance, but yeah, absolutely. I would recommend doing that. You could also like talk to his dad and be like, hey, I know he hasn't told you yet that we've broken up, but we have. And can you tell me how you'd like for me to give you back the engagement ring or whatever it is. But like, again, you don't owe anyone this secret. It's not your secret to keep because you are also an active participant in this breakup. And it's your story too, right? Like, it's not like you're...
And I'll add that, like, it's not just your logistics. It's you don't have to participate in this conversation. It's not like you're going to call his dad, or like you can call his dad and you can say, hey, I don't know if so-and-so told you, but we've separated and I'm calling because I want to figure out a plan to get this ring back because I know it's a family heirloom. And his dad says, oh my God, what happened? And then you say, you know, I'm honestly not really comfortable sharing it. If you want to know the details, you can ask your son. Right? This is not my logistics, not my explanation.
Yep.
Right? This is not my mess that I need to clean up.
For sure.
And you are not, and I don't mean that, again, it's not meant to be callous. It's just meant about, like, This man has obviously been coddled socially and emotionally by the people that love him, you know, not maliciously, but like it's time for him to put on his big boy pants and tell people that he fucked up his relationship. No, I mean, sure. That's being a little malicious.
Absolutely.
But
yes. We know that struggling with like alcoholism is not an easy thing for folks to handle. And
oh yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking like being accountable and telling people what happened.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like that's,
you're right.
But that
I take everything that I said back.
100% on him. Yeah. I think that that's like just the end moral of the story is that like if you really want to get rid of this ring, you can and should get rid of this ring. You don't have to hold on to it like it is some sort of secret, that it is some sort of like shame that you need to hold. And I don't like the fact that you feel like you have to hold on to it right now, because it's obviously like causing you a lot of pain, right? This idea of like, I just want to get this thing out of my house. I don't want to have to be worrying about it. And it feels like this is kind of like the last tendrils of this emotionally abusive relationship, right? Like the idea of you have to keep my secret for me, so you can't do the things that would cause you to feel more freedom, more, right? Like that is still emotional abuse, right? Like he is still sort of impacting your life in this way. In such a negative way, in a way that's controlling. That's what's happening here, right? Like his inability to tell his parents or his family about what happened is a way of controlling you, to keep you from talking about it to people who are important to you. And I think that at this point, you need to break out of any even last vestiges of the controlling way that he behaved around you in this relationship. You owe it to yourself to give yourself this, like, it's not going to be the last sort of bit of freedom, because, you know, we are often impacted in lots of different ways by the people who we once loved. But like this one sort of like really big tangible symbol of the ways in which his behavior, whether it was his fault or not, has negatively impact your life and kept you from doing the things that you wanted to do and being the person that you wanted to be. So get rid of this thing and do it in a way that feels as respectful as possible, or as respectful as you would like to be. But again, you don't owe him anything besides distance, space, and not talking to him. Those are the only things that you owe to this man. So get that ring out, send it off if you need to, tell his parent, tell his grandma if you need to, right? If this lie is impacting your relationship with the woman who's important to you, you can tell her. That's fine. Do it. Her heart is going to break for sure, but she's going to be fine. She will make it through. That's the general gist of the advice. Well,
And the last thing I'll say is, you know, Sam's totally right about, you know, you listen to the show, you know that we have empathy for people who make mistakes, who are struggling. And your ex is on his own journey, and we can have compassion for that, and we can have accountability. We can see that your ex needs help, needs mental health resources, potentially needs substance abuse support, right? He needs support from his families and his friends to help him stay in sobriety, to look at the choices and the ways in which he treats the people he loves around him. Like, you know, he is deserving of all of those things. We deserve those things no matter how shitty we are to other people.
Yep.
And you are not the person to give those things to him, because equally you deserve freedom. You deserve peace. You deserve kindness and respect. You deserve to be free of this ring and everything that it symbolized, like the ability to take full and deep breaths that you felt after you left him, after you sent that message and blocked him. You deserve that all the time. You deserve that tenfold. And we can give compassion to people and also set boundaries around how the access they have to us.
For sure,
you know,
for sure.
you can look at all the things that you love about this person or loved about this person and say, those things are real. And my experience of them was real also. And I know it's hard to cut this cord. I know this is about the ring and it's not about the ring.
For sure.
You know, it's about the chronic caretaking that you've done for years.
Yep.
And guess what? It's not your logistics anymore. That your ex deserves caretaking and compassion, but he doesn't need it from you. He needs it from people around him that are able to truly hold him accountable and truly support him.
For sure.
You deserve peace.
For sure. For sure.
All right, my darling, put that fucking ring in FedEx. I am so serious about that.
I am too.
Obviously, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but like, hey, if you don't want to have a conversation with the family, there's one way to do it. We love you so much, and thank you so much for trusting us with this question.
Absolutely. We love you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in more content from us, if you're interested in getting access to our office hours that Sierra talked about today, you can always support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you get an additional bonus weekly episode. At $10 a month, you get access to those office hours. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes or least favorite, like the ones we covered today. Most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of DuVide Media, original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcasts and his music. And remember, it is okay for you to choose the easy route, the conflict-free route, the least messy route. It's okay for you to put space between you and someone else's problems, chaos. You know, we're brought up in a culture that is all about self-sacrifice. It's all about caretaking to the 10th degree. And sometimes we really need to take care of ourselves, and that caretaking requires boundaries, distance, space, and choosing what is easiest for us sometimes. And a FedEx bill. And if all else fails,
just break up.